and so he must experience it again as the blood spilled centuries back flows once more. History is a river of blood, Bobby. That is what the worm camp forces us to see. History washes away lives like grains of sand down to the sea of darkness, and every one of those lives was as precious and vibrant as yours or mine, and none of it, not one drop of blood, can be changed. He eyed Bobby. You ready for more?
David,
you aren't the only one. All of us share the horror. You are sinking into self-indulgence if you suppose that you alone are witnessing these scenes, feeling this way. But he had no way to say this. David brought up another image. Bobby longed to leave, to turn his head away, but he knew he must face this if he was to help his brother. Once again, life and blood fled across the screen. In the midst of this, his most difficult time, David kept his promise to Heather and sought out Mary. He had never regarded himself as particularly competent in affairs of the human heart, so, in his humility and consumed by his own inner turmoil, he had spent a long time seeking a way to approach Heather's difficult, anguished daughter, and the way he found, in the end, was technical. Through a piece of software, in fact. He came to her workstation in the Wormworks. It was late, and most of the other researchers had gone. She sat in a pool of light, colored by the flickering glow of the workstation's soft screen, surrounded by the greater, brooding darkness of this dusty place of engineering and electronics. When he arrived, she hastily cleared down the screen. But he glimpsed a sunny day, a garden, children running with an adult, laughing, before the darkness returned. She glowered up at him sulkily. She wore a baggy, grubby t-shirt bearing a brazen message. Santa Claus is coming to town. David admitted to himself he didn't understand the significance, but he wasn't about to ask her about it. She made it clear, by her silence and posture, that he wasn't welcome here, but he wasn't about to be put off so easily. He sat beside her.
I've been hearing good things about the tracking software you've been developing.
She looked at him sharply.
Who's been telling you what I've been doing? My mother, I suppose?
No, not your mother.
Then who? I don't suppose it matters. You think I'm paranoid, don't you? Too defensive, too prickly?
He said evenly,
I haven't made up my mind yet.
She actually smiled at that.
At least that's a fair answer. Anyway, how did you know about my software?
You're a Wormcam user, he said. One of the conditions of use of the Wormworks is that any innovation you make to the equipment is the intellectual property of our world. It's in the agreement I had to sign on behalf of your mother and you.
Typical Hiram Patterson.
You mean good business? It seems reasonable to me. We all know this technology has a long way to go.
You're telling me. The whole user interface sucks, David.
And who better to come up with ways of putting that right than the users themselves, the people who need to make it better now?
So you have spies? People watching the past watchers?
We have a layer of meta software which monitors user customization, assessing its functionality and quality. If we see a good idea, we may pick up on it and develop it. Best of all, of course, is to find something which is a bright idea and well developed.
She showed a flicker of interest, even pride.
Like mine?
It has potential. You're a smart person, Mary, with a bright future ahead of you, but how would you put it? You know diddly squat about developing quality software.
It works, doesn't it?
Most of the time. But I doubt that anybody but you could make an enhancement without rebuilding the whole thing from the ground up.
He sighed.
This isn't the 1990s, Mary. Software development is a craft now.
I know. We get all this at school. You think my idea works, though?
Why don't you show me?
She reached for the soft screen. He could see she was about to clear the settings, set up a fresh Wormcam run. Deliberately, he put his hand over hers.
No. Show me what you are looking at when I sat down.
She glared at him.
So that's it. My mother did send you, didn't she? And you're not interested in my tracking software at all.
I believe in the truth, Mary.
Then start telling it.
He picked off the points on his fingers.
Your mother's concerned about you. It was my idea to come to you, not hers. I do think you ought to show me what you're watching.